Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
KMOX, happy Wednesday. How's everybody?
Pretty good.
Good?
Pulling.
Good?
Chilling.
I should not have drank the Red Bull you gave me. Yeah, my heart's pounding.
Oh.
But I'm okay. I know what it is, so, you know, that makes it better.
Probably because you coupled it with the Nutty Buddy snack cakes.
Yeah.
Ooh, sugar and caffeine.
Yeah, Wheels brought some lunch in today and brought in a new Little Debbie that no one had ever seen.
I'd never seen it.
They're they're like a chocodile, if you know what a chocodile
sure,
is.
Sure, sure.
A chocolate-covered Twinkie, but it's got Nutty Buddy stuff in the middle.
Yeah.
And where did you find it?
It's at Schnucks.
Okay.
I just never saw it before. I walked past. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
Speaking of Little Debbie's at Schnucks, last time I was at Schnucks, I noticed the Little Debbie cherry cordials. Have you guys seen these?
Not a cherry cordial guy.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I had not had them, and sometimes the Little Debbie box doesn't do like a great job of explaining what the item is. I mean, I have my ideas, but I didn't have confirmation, so I didn't buy them. Maybe I'll pick them up next time I go to the store.
Debbie's just a little girl. She has a hard time describing what she makes. You want to hear what a freak I am? When I was a little kid, my mom loved cherry cordial candies. Mm-hmm. And I liked the chocolate and I liked the goo, but I didn't like the cherry. So I would put it in my mouth and then spit out a cherry.
That doesn't make you a freak. That's pretty normal kid stuff, I would think. But that's surprising because you love cherry
pie. But I would
do
it naked and outside.
Well, that's weird. But you love cherry pie.
I do. I do love me some cherry pie.
Do you
pie.
Like a maraschino cherry?
No.
Oh, how interesting.
So it's the texture then.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, I like cherry flavored, like sodas and things like that. Love cherry pie, homemade, Hostess, tasty cake, whatever. Don't like the maraschinos. Don't like it in like Spumoni. Don't like, So.
Do you like real ones, like regular ones, like from the store?
Very
like,
much.
Okay.
Yes.
So there's
much.
Something about those candied versions that you don't like. I got it.
I can get that. I don't. That's a good point. I don't like candied anything.
All right.
like the chewy, gooey fruitcake kind of stuff.
I get you.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be a big fan of like dried fruit, like you know, like when they do that and they like put sugar on the outside of pineapple or oranges or whatever.
No.
Okay.
You know, it just made me really sad. I started to ask you guys like a radio show question: what are you most looking forward to eat on Christmas? And I felt like someone punched me in the solar plexus because I immediately thought of my mom's Christmas cookies. And isn't death weird? Like, I will never have those again. I have some of the recipes. I put the chocolate chip cookie recipe out there. Grandma Glover's famous chocolate chip cookies. A lot of people made them and sent me pictures. Super cool. Very sweet. But it's just not the same unless your mom makes them. Right?
I get it.
Yeah.
So what will you guys look most forward to eating around Christmas? Mm. Is it the cookies? Is it the Christmas dinner?
It's a little Snicky bit of all snack. Of it, but it's definitely the cookies because my mom makes pretty great Christmas cookies, like and always has, and makes the same ones every year. So we already know. And then because she's wizened up, she takes a stash and hides them because she knows they'll be gone before Christmas if she doesn't.
Yeah.
Because we'll all just eat them.
My mom had a repertoire of about a dozen cookies, and they were all weird. Which growing up, you figure that everyone has magic bars and egg right, field young right. cookies and the malted milk ball powdered things. And I know some people have some of those, but they were very strange. And I've never really seen them anywhere but my mom. Hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to make some Christmas cookies this weekend, I think.
Fun.
I look forward to, I don't know exactly which day I'm doing it, but I'll be doing the big dinner this year, I think.
Nice.
What do you mean? Making it?
Yeah. Last year I did it. I did a prime rib and crab cakes, and I think there's a request for the same thing this year.
Why wouldn't there be?
I'm coming over.
It was pretty damn good. I'm not going to lie.
Nice.
It turned out pretty great.
Andrew, did you enjoy your Palmanos today?
I did. Thank you.
I went to Palmanos last night with my son Nick, my buddy Scott, and I just wasn't feeling well. And so I got the lamb chops with a side of lasagna. Looked great. I ate a couple of lamb chops. But, yeah, I was able to bring it in for Andrew.
Yummy.
Quite yummy.
I like that the lamb chops really good. Seem to have capers on them.
They do. I love capers.
Me too.
Yeah, it tastes a little pea in there, too.
Pea?
Well, what? The vegetable pea. Like peas. I tasted some peas,
you
I
gotta
should
say. I should say that in the multiple. People will know what you mean.
I shouldn't say I tasted a little pea on it.
Delicious. Like, what did you tasted do? The pea.
What did you do?
Dave, you thought I wouldn't notice. I caught it.
just my little gift.
A refined palate.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this is weird, maybe it's not weird, but we do just trust each other. Like, hey, here's some food that I didn't pee on.
Yeah, I mean, I would say maybe I'm like too, not that I shouldn't trust you, but I am like, you know. Pretty much anybody could have been like, here's some food. I'd have been like, all right.
I can tell you
sounds
this.
Sounds good.
I can tell you this. I'm a very strange guy. I have very strange thoughts. I've never once thought, I'm going to pee on my friend's food. This will be hilarious.
I mean, that's good. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Make sure you say that at my funeral.
That's a win.
We'll be up there speaking like the one thing Dave never did.
Yeah, it's a shame the anniversary already happened or we could have worked that into the show.
Never peed on his friend's food. He had a very low bar.
But I also, like, even in my time, you know, my brief restaurant time, I never had the thought, like, I should do something bad to this food. You know what I mean?
Same. Yeah, same with me.
I'm hoping that we as a society have mostly grown out of that. What? Rachel, you know what I mean talking about, though. You always hear those stories of people, you know, doing gross stuff at the fast food place or whatever.
You hear them a lot.
Yeah, and so I feel like I'm hoping we as a society have grown out of that.
That's another good question. What, as a society, have we left behind us when it comes to stuff like that? I don't see a lot of noogies anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if there's as much physical bullying as there used to be. Now that we can all just do it online from the comfort of our home, like DoorDash.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if there's ever still kids getting, like, you know.
I'm sure you're not supposed to call them Indian burns. I apologize. If there's another term, let me know. But the thing where you grab someone's forearm and you twist in the opposite directions. Oh, my God. The first time that happened, like, first grade, I'm like, what? First of all, why is this possible for this to hurt so bad? Secondly, why did you do it?
I kind of like the feeling of it, but my wife fears them
I'm gonna
more than
pee
the devil.
On your food. Why do you like the feeling of it?
I think it feels interesting. My wife is terrified of it. She says you're tearing my flesh.
Yeah.
Which I think is a very funny thing to have screamed at me.
So, okay, I need to drill down. How many times have you had this done to you that you go, because you can't do it to yourself, really.
No.
How many times have you had it done to you that you clock, oh, I kind of like this?
And, you know, it happens two or three times, and you go like, it's not so bad.
All right. What was your worst childhood torture? From a bully or a sibling or?
One time my brother's friend was over at our house and we were all hanging out and he picked his nose and we had like a bubble boy hockey thing.
Yes.
And the booger fell there and I was like, ew. And then he flicked it at me.
Oh no.
Did it hit you?
I don't remember.
To this day, we do not know.
But I just remember thinking like, I can't believe this just happened to me in my own house.
Did you react like JFK?
I just got out of there. But yeah, anything like that, you know, I've brought up wet willies many times on the show.
You're a fan, right?
Someone is capable
It's in your repertoire.
I wouldn't say a fan, but yes, it's been done to me and I have done that.
So Rachel's problem is biological warfare.
Yeah, I don't
That's
want
what you don't care for.
Spitballs and stuff like that. Yeah, it's so awful, especially for girls. Like we just typically we're not doing that as much as you guys are, so it can be very off-putting when we're exposed to it.
One of my best friends, David is his name. He is tall and he's very skinny, but he's like he grew up on a farm, so he's farm strong, you know.
I'm familiar.
And he used to do this thing back in high school where he would show me how a cat takes medicine. Because he would have to give his cats medicine.
Yeah.
And so he would grab me around the throat and he would massage my Adam's apple like this with his thumbs. And it is the worst feeling in the entire world.
Wait.
Feels like I'm being waterboarded. Yeah.
Like he grabbed you once and did it, or it was more casual, like, just hold on. Just let me do this.
Well, it became like a thing where he would try to catch me unaware so that I wasn't ready for it, and he would grab me.
See, that's horrible because it's physically unpleasant, and it seems oddly sexual.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Like, I didn't mind. It was an interesting feeling.
If you can do that while burning my arm.
Yeah, isn't? I mean, if you think about it, isn't pain just ever so close to pleasure?
Oh boy.
Benjamin says, I bit my brother once and my braces got stuck in his back.
Oh,
wait a minute. Hold on.
That's rough.
Benjamin.
There's no getting out of that one.
You were old enough to have braces and you bit your brother?
On the back?
It's hard enough to get stuck.
Fair point.
Now, I don't know what the brother did. There's always...
You know that thing teenage brothers do where they bite each other on the back?
Think about it. The braces are on, like, the fronts of your teeth. So you're at, like, a strange angle if those brackets are getting stuck in the back.
You know, I mean, it could be, like, an older brother and you're trying to tackle him and you can't. And you lose you get frustrated. But, I mean...
Yeah, here's the problem. Chomp. Here's the problem.
He just replied, 23 is a hard age.
Here's the problem. We're doing the 24-hour news cycle thing where Benjamin's not giving us the info that we need here. Which is how and why you bit your brother on your back with braces.
Yeah, I mean, it had to have been a fight.
Which, we're just speculating back and forth.
Yeah. I'd say the worst one that we used to do was in high school. We used to dead leg each other, which sucks.
What's that?
It's like when you drive the knee right into someone's
like a Charlie
thigh
horse.
And your leg just goes dead and you collapse.
We would do that one to each other, too.
That's bad.
Man, it hurts.
One time I was talking to my my parents. We were at a band thing. I was talking to my parents, and my friend Eddie came up behind me and did that to me really hard, and I just dropped like a sack of potatoes, and my mother was like, what the hell are you kids? What the hell was that?
I mean, it was a really good competition for us. That and the slug bug. Did you guys do the slug bug?
Yeah.
So yes. If you ever saw the VW bug, you had to hit the person next to you in the car?
Mm-hmm. We did that one, and then PT Pinch, which I think might have been one that I made up.
What?
Because I just wanted to do the slug bug more. Where you pinch somebody if you see a PT Cruiser.
Yeah, I never did that because my siblings are so much older than me that I was the only one there from the time I was 4.
Yeah.
So I was always just in the back seat with Jack and Francis,
who had the
windows rolled up, smoking.
That's more of a high school game when you start driving yourselves around because you can't get away with that. Your mom and dad are like, you make me pull this car over.
Benjamin says it was a game of Monopoly.
Always is.
Caused him to bite his brother in the back.
It's very hard to tell if he's joking about any of this.
I don't think he's joking about the fact of it.
I don't either.
It'd be a very strange thing to say.
I'm not going to lie, though. The line about being 23 being hard very was funny. Really good.
That's fun.
The worst thing I had with my brace, I had braces forever. And it was a Saturday morning. I could make a movie of it. I was at Eddie O'Neill's house, and we were kicking field goals. And I kicked a field goal, and my wire popped, and it came through my cheek.
Oh.
And so I could feel the little knob thing. Yikes. Yeah. And so, I ran home, went to an orthodontist who wasn't mine, because mine wasn't working. And I remember the assistants, nurses, whatever you call them, were super, super nice. They're just like, now you have a little railroad track running around this, and it just came loose, and the little thing came off, and blah, blah, blah. But, man, you talk about scared. I'm like, the rest of my life is ruined. Like, yeah. I'm just going to be this guy with a wire sticking out of his cheek. That's some of the worst pain I've had, was when I first got my braces on, like, that night. I remember just setting up the entire night and crying. Like, my mom was with me, and just like, oh, it hurts so bad.
I am pretty sure the worst pain I have ever felt to this day is spacers. Remember when they would put those in to try and space your teeth out so the braces would fit better?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
My sister with her GD fingernails digging into my arm. She would just squeeze so hard. Isn't that funny how we're all grown-ass adults, but we can still feel that? Mm-hmm. You can feel the physical pain. You can feel the anger. You can feel the frustration. You can feel the, am mm-hmm. I going to tattle? Am I not going to tattle?
I don't remember any of the worst ones being until high school, though. Because you did some of those things, like the Indian burn thing like that, but they were not as bad as the things that happened when you got older. Like
mine settled down in high school.
When someone takes a purple nurple too far, that is the worst.
That'll cause
breast
cancer.
You got to go easy. You can't be like that guy.
No, that's horrible.
Don't do that.
And again, don't be sexual about your bullying.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Wednesday. Yes, I know my voice is going out. It happens every friggin' year. Just set the clock to it. I'll do my best to stay healthy and finish out till the 19th. Yeah, just the way it goes. Yours doesn't do that because you have like the voice of God.
No, it sometimes does. Sometimes. But it's usually more like after I've been sick. Not so much from fatigue or from the cold, but like if I get sick, then for a couple of weeks, it's going to be a little off.
I haven't been talking any more than I usually do.
It's probably the dry air.
I haven't started singing rehearsals with the band yet, which, by the way, we have 6 guys in the band and 4 of them are named Dave.
It's the Dave and the Daves.
Yeah. I thought about calling it Dave's Not Here from Cheech and Chong. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just had Dave Ryan, who's the bass player for Thunderhead, The Rush Experience, who's an amazing bassist and vocalist. It's going to be a kick-ass band.
Nice.
It's going to be so good. Really excited. So I told Rach this earlier. I had dinner last night with Scott. Scott is my former Foxpaw partner. Scott is the guy I saw Bigfoot with.
Right.
And the reason my Bigfoot story is so credible is because of Scott. If I said it myself, I wouldn't blame you for disbelieving me because I'm kind of full of crap. But Scott is not. He's like salt of the earth, super Christian, steady Eddie, laughed at me copiously because I believed in Bigfoot. It went against the Bible. He didn't accept it. And we saw it in June of 2020 in the Top of Vail. I had dinner with him last night. He saw it again. He was in Leadville, Colorado,
all right,
way out in the woods, fishing at a lake, little pondish lake, all by himself, no hikers, no cars, no nothing. And he said he heard something and he looked towards the woods and only like 75 yards away. When we saw what we saw, it was probably double that. And we still had a really good view. So only 75 yards away. And he said, I know it wasn't the same animal or person, but it could have been. It was between 7 and 8 feet, super skinny, all black head to toe, acting the same way that ours did. Very agitated and walking back and forth. And he said that unlike our encounter, he got scared. He said, I'm out here by myself, no one within shouting distance. This thing seems like it's going to charge me. And he was like, can I make it to my car? I don't want to run and then activate its instinct to chase prey. So he just stood there. And after about 30 seconds, it turned and walked into the woods. I'm so upset. How did he get to see it twice and I didn't get to see it twice? That's crazy, isn't it? I mean, he's in Colorado and he's doing stuff and he's out in the boonies. Like, I get it, but still.
I think it's cute that he was scared because he didn't have you there to protect him.
Oh.
It's like, I don't have my expert.
I think I'm faster than him, so that's...
Yeah. At least you're better at pushing.
Yeah.
Just don't pop that quad when you sprint.
No kidding. No kidding.
We're out in the crowd.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Can you see me?
Welcome back, guys. DGS 134. My buddy Sean Malone of the newsroom came through with a lozenge. Lifesaver.
Boom.
Nice.
Rachel had a question?
I had a question. I just heard the promo that Matt Pauly was voicing, and he said something about, like, straight from the hot stove to yada yada. And I hear you guys talk about the hot stove from time to time on Gas House Gang and Rush Hour Sports, but I don't know what it means. So I'm wondering if Wheeler can help me.
It's a lot simpler than you might guess. It just back in the day when it was cold, people would sit around a hot stove and talk about baseball to feel better.
That is simple.
That's nice.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what it is. That's the idea, right? You'd sit around and have conversations about the spring, gather around the hot stove so you stay warm.
Is Grapefruit League just a reference to Florida?
Yeah.
See, you know what I always thought it was?
It's called the Grapefruit League.
You guys are making me hungry.
When I was a kid, I thought it was called that because the pitchers were so rusty.
Oh, I got it. It's like throwing grapefruits.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I always thought it was.
I bet a lot of them would like to because they don't go very far.
Yeah, that's true. Hard to get out of the ballpark.
Good luck getting one of those grapefruits past the mound.
Hey, Dave, I just got a notification, oddly enough, from Realtor.com.
Yeah.
But the Federal Reserve has opted to cut the interest rate again just 6 weeks after the last drop.
Yeah. Okay. I can fake intelligence about a lot of things. I can't even fake it about economics, macro, micro, doesn't matter. I'm sure there are reasons to raise the interest rates. I'm sure that affects inflation in a positive way. I'm not sure. But man, do high interest rates hurt the people. You know, like if you're sitting on a house you're thinking about selling, but you're sitting on a 3%, and you know, just there's so many things that just really hurt the Americans when the interest rates are high. I would ruin this thing because I'd be like, hey, interest rates are 2. And then the whole thing would fall apart.
And then inflation would blow up.
Yeah.
And then everything would cost $9 million.
I guess.
Yeah, it's definitely from my base understanding, because I'm like you, I'm not going to be able to get into the details on it. It's simply what they try to do is a balancing act, is to keep one thing from getting too out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the goal. Not sure what will achieve it. That's why I don't even question. Not that I don't question, but I'm going to have to read what someone who knows what they're talking about says, as opposed to being like, I have a strong take.
Yeah. Did you guys see this?
Researchers.
Researchers have measured monogamy among the animal kingdom. And they did that by the share of siblings that are full siblings in various mammals, as opposed to like half brothers and sisters. And here are the top 10. At number one, the most monogamous mammal, the California deer mouse, 100%.
Look at them.
100%.
You go, deer mouse.
They only mate with one other deer mouse. African wild dog comes in at number two. The Damaraland mole rat, the mustached tamarind, the Ethiopian wolf, the Eurasian beaver. That makes me laugh. And then coming in at number seven, humans.
Oh.
We're number seven on the list.
Tamarind?
Yeah, it's a monkey.
That was a fruit.
It's monkey-ish. No, you're...
I like that's what you took from the whole thing.
those fruits are monogamous.
He's right. There tamarind. Is tamarind fruit.
Fruit.
Yeah, he's right.
Laugh at me.
And then the primate is very interesting looking.
Yeah.
Is it spelled the same?
I believe so.
Maybe the animals like the fruit, and that's why they got that name.
A complex mix of sweet and sour, often described as tangy, fruity, and rich, with notes similar to sour cherries and caramel.
They love fruit and having sex with the same monkey over and over.
There you go.
Yeah. Question for you guys. You know how I like the existential questions?
Sure.
If time travel were possible, do you think it's ethical to go back and change the past?
I mean, I guess it depends on what you're trying to change. If you're just going back to serve your own self-interest, then yeah, that's probably not ethical. But if you're like, I'm going to go back and stop the Holocaust from happening, who's going to argue against that?
I know a few people.
Yeah, well, that's true.
But also, like, you can't have everybody going back and changing the past all the time, right?
It's a mess.
Then there's no time. Time doesn't really exist at that point. So then it's like, well, who gets that power?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is all about what the choices would be. And if you're going to go back and like, I'm going to be king of the world, well, that's probably not very moral.
I'm going to go back in time and stop myself from making fun of Andrew for thinking that tamarind was a fruit.
I think that's pretty ethical.
Well, but what if you did that and it led to like the robot takeover
somehow? Yeah,
exactly.
One person gets to do it. I'm like, I have a really worthy cause. You got to let me.
A thousand years from now, the president's a monkey eating a tamarind.
In your defense, Rach, the conversation was about monogamous animals. And not sure why a fruit came up in that.
Because Dave said one of the animals was a tamarind, and I was like, I don't think that's an animal. I think that's a fruit.
I think your study's flawed.
He's
Dave.
Like, I think your list. Study might be
he's
a bit
like,
flawed.
Like, you got the list wrong.
What do you think, Dave? Do you think it's unethical?
Well, it depends on whether, like, the butterfly effect is real. And that's the whole thing they always talk about.
It would be, the bigger the thing you're going to fix, the more things that would be impacted following. I mean, let's just say you stopped World War One. Well, obviously, that would be great, and that would be a lot of lives that were not lost, civilian and military. So it would, I'm not saying it would be bad, just saying it would naturally have wide-reaching impacts on that.
Yeah.
And probably, you know, probably more normal than bad, right? Like, just people going about their lives because they weren't killed in World War One.
So there's a theory that we've talked about on the show. Like, it's not so much the multiverse. I guess it is kind of the multiverse, that every decision every big decision you make, not so much whether you have a pork sandwich or a beef, but like get married, get divorced, have kids, don't have kids, take a job, don't take a job, that as soon as you make that decision, a separate life splits off. A version of Dave stays at KMOX. A version of Dave goes to another radio station. Mm. Do you in any way believe that, like, could be a possibility? Do you in any way believe that is a possibility? Or do you think that's just fancy talk that scientists do at happy hours?
I mean, it's fancy talk because there's no way to, like, prove it. But it also, it's interesting to think about, if nothing else. It's interesting to have that kind of, like, sliding doors thought. Of, like, fantasy of, like, you know, well, what would it have, like, been like if
you had a running joke back when we were at Emmis because there was that guy that looked like you.
Yeah.
But he had a nicer car.
Yeah.
And you
way better life.
And you said that you think you're, like, one of the lower versions of the Andrew.
Yeah.
And, like, to that point,
all the paths I took were the wrong path.
To that point, we're all, whether we're splitting off into separate lifetimes or it's just that we are an accumulation of our decisions. Like, I'm the Dave that this Dave has earned, good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think it's that we are the accumulation of all of our decisions. But it, like I said, it's definitely a fun fantasy to consider. You know, mm-hmm. What if that major life event or whatever hadn't mm-hmm. happened? Or what if, you know, that time that I couldn't decide whether or not I wanted to do this or this, what if I had done the other thing?
Yeah. A good one. I've told this story many times before, but when I was in ninth grade, I got a phone call personally from Coach Raich, who was a Hall of Fame baseball coach, our varsity baseball coach. And he had been watching me and he said, you can play in ninth grade and you can hit 600, or you can play with me this summer with 17 and 18 year olds and ride the bench a lot. But, you know, you're going to be a shoe-in for varsity next year. And I said, I'm going to play with my friends in ninth grade. And I've always kind of regretted that. And I know, Wheels, you've said before when I tell that story, you made the right decision because yep. you got to play yep. and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
You don't learn by watching.
But
you learn by doing.
The kind of decision that I've always thought, what if I would have said yes to that mm-hmm. and ended up being a stud and playing in college? Like, those are the kind of decisions that sort of haunt me.
Yeah, but there's ifs attached to it, right? Like,
for sure.
You know.
It also could have destroyed your love for the sport.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you didn't play and you were miserable. And
because you ask yourself, like, what if I was a stud? Well, what if you weren't a stud?
Good point.
You know what I mean? Then things probably would have ended up worse off for you in the long run in that decision. And you'd be looking at the other decision going,
and that's why
what if I done that?
I've always been a little disappointed in myself for that decision. Because it really, in hindsight, my best memory is that it wasn't so I could play with my buddies. It was because I was intimidated and afraid to play with 17 and 18-year-olds.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Very understandable, I think.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the strategy of bringing younger players up to watch. If you're going to bring them up and they're going to play and maybe struggle, fine, but you got to play.
Yeah, and it's like if you want the younger players to watch, well, okay, just have them watch MLB.
Have you guys made a similar decision that you look back on? I mean, we've all have regrets, but because you did something you felt was a little bit cowardly.
All the time. Yeah, all the time.
Several just today.
Several just today. Because, you know, that's the thing, right? I mean, our days are made up of a million teeny tiny little decisions. You know, you always make the joke about, like, when you start the show and you think to yourself, like, well, I could just get up and
just walk out.
Pretty technically, every second of every show, you could just get up and walk out, get in the car, hit the open road, drive to New Mexico, just see where life takes you.
Start selling turquoise.
You make the decision to not do that and to just sort of, you know, keep going with your life the way it is. But that is itself a decision, I think. You hit an intersection. It's like, all right, I'm going to stop at this intersection instead of just slamming on the gas and going through this red light and seeing what happens. So most of the decisions that we make in a day are easy decisions like that, but we're still making them.
True, true.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I pick her up outside the station.
Little Fountains of Wayne, anyone into these guys?
Spring vacation.
Yeah. Stacy's mom. Mm-hmm. I bet you love this, Wheels.
Yeah. A lot. Whatever you said it was.
As far as I can see.
If you play it faster with more distortion and some screaming, we're there.
You only have one real flaw.
Yeah.
You're close-minded.
On music, for sure. Not on everything, but on music, for sure. It's got to go harder. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else you're close-minded on.
Not much.
Off the top of my head.
But that's one.
Remember how that guy was like one of the first big guys to die of COVID?
Yes.
He died in like...
Wait, what?
Yeah, he died in like
guitarist.
April.
Oh, from the
songwriter
gotcha,
from this band.
Gotcha. What is your first big memory of that? I think for me and a lot of people, it's when Tom Hanks got it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, Tom Hanks can get it.
I just remember, like, before we were talking about it much, seeing news of, like, people being stuck in this skyscraper in, like, Hong Kong or something. Like,
oh, yeah.
They were they were quarantined before we had even shut anything down.
You're like,
over
suck
here.
To be Chinese.
Yeah, I'm like, man, this COVID thing, this coronavirus sounds kind of bad. So then I like got together my care package because I was very worried about being sick and being unable to get treatment.
I remember when you found the toilet paper outlet, and I was like, I'm glad Rachel's on my team.
Garrett Paper Company.
She's a go-getter.
Yeah. I'll reveal my sources now.
How many rolls did you use?
Like a couple. And because it was like...
Wasn't great.
Well, it was something you would buy for an office or something. It's not something you would buy for your home. And I brought some to my family members in Grafton, and they were all like, oh, thanks. We kind of already have toilet paper,
though. They're all so high and mighty in Grafton.
Yeah, the ingrates.
Yeah, I think the first thing that hit me that stood out, because I was traveling when that was happening. I was down in Florida covering the Washington Nationals spring training for MLB Network Radio, and that was the year after they won the World Series. So we're down there, and when we're down there, they started posting signs like, hey, no handshakes with anybody in the clubhouse, like no hugs, no, like nobody should be doing any contact. It should just be like
Kevin, stop kissing the players.
And but the flight on the way back, there were people in the airport wearing actual full gas masks, not medical ones. I mean, like the ones you see in the movies when there's a nuclear spill. Like there were like a dozen people that were going through the airports like that. I'm like, what is going on?
We all have such different specific memories, but Phoebe's birthday is 03, 04, 05, and we were at Paul Mano's, where I was last night, for Phoebe's birthday, and there were a bunch of hockey players there. Like, the Blues love Paul, and Bennington, and just a bunch of them. We were sitting at the table next to them, and, you know, it was just so cool. And that stands out, and then Rach, when we did the DGS Olympics, and we filmed it, and we were playing basketball, and I guess I bit my fingernail and then handed a ball to Rachel, and someone went nuts on us. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That just sticks out. Sarah Gray says, ordered my Dave's Faves last night after listening to the podcast. Very easy process. Getting them tomorrow. DGS is number one. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are about 100 boxes left.
Yep.
So you guys sold about $3,000 worth of merchandise just yesterday. If we need to do another run, we'll do it. If it takes us another 2 weeks to sell 100, great. You know, found money because the Ables are donating all that money to Operation Food Search. I just texted Maureen. I'm like, did you buy the chocolate? She's like, no, you're Dave Glover. I'm not going to buy them. I'm like, you're going to buy them. You're going to buy them. So she's ordering our stocking stuffers for the kids and friends and things like that. So yeah, just go to Bissingers.com. Just search Glover. It'll pop right up. Or you can go to the Bissingers stores.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. There you go.
I like how you said that. There you go.
There you go.
I have some Bissingers in my bag. I'm going to eat in a little bit. I'm excited about it.
What you got? Is it the Oops stuff?
Yeah.
Can you typically tell it's an Oops?
So they're packaged specially, and they have their own little section of the store.
Santa has a wiener or something, and you're like, that's an Oops.
Well, they're just like weirdly cut, or sometimes you'll get like a caramel piece and you'll bite into it and there's no like caramel in it or whatever. So
another Oops.
Yeah, just like weird little factory, you know, mistakes that can happen. And every other what's so smart about it is every other company throws that stuff away and they're like, this is perfectly good chocolate. We're going to package it.
Beppy says, Maureen got her marching orders. Are they going to be from dad too? This is the way families work, right? I don't know if there's like a dad in a family that really does run things, but my guess is if they think they do, they're probably mistaken. Right? I mean, that's been my experience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we usually mess things up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
You have something you want to say.
Yeah, I know. I'm dying to know what Rachel wants to say.
I don't think that it's like, women are just better at that. It's more like, it's like, well, I better get it done because nobody else is doing
it.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Yeah, I would put that.
I think it's another way to say the same thing.
I would put that under the umbrella of women are just better at it.
I think you get it.
Beppy says, you should look up weaponized incompetence. Beppy, I have, and my picture is there. Don't need to shout.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.